Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is Heather Friends, and this audio section covers the scoring of question 42 found in Grade 4, Book 3 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We will first go over question 42 and its rubric, and then we will move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State educators and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 21 in Part 2 of the Grade 4 Scoring Guide, and we will go over question 42. In this question, the student is asked to calculate the total number of lockers in a gym locker room. Please note that a Show Your Work area is provided. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is a 2. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response is to multiply the number of rows of lockers, 8, by the number of lockers in each row, 26, to arrive at the total number of 208. Any other valid process used to arrive at that answer would also be acceptable. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 23. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 2. In this response, the student has correctly completed the procedure to find the total number of lockers and has given a correct answer. Next is the second guide paper, which is a score point 2. This response is complete and correct. The student has used the lattice method to multiply the numbers, which is an appropriate process. Let's review the third guide paper, which is also a score point 2. This response is complete and correct and shows an appropriate procedure of adding 26 8 times. Moving on to the fourth guide paper, a score point 1, we find a sound mathematical procedure is demonstrated. However, an error in multiplication results in an incorrect answer. Next, we have the fifth guide paper, which is a score point 0. In this response, neither the work shown nor the answer provided are correct, so it receives no credit. The final guide paper, the sixth guide paper, is another score point 0. The student has added the numbers instead of multiplying them, resulting in an incorrect answer. Please take a moment to review these six guide papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now, let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 practice set papers for question 42, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the 2-point rubric, so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the 5 practice set papers for question 42. Then, resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is practice set 56. In this response, the student has used an appropriate mathematical procedure to arrive at the correct answer, earning it a score of 2. Moving on to practice set 57, we find a partially correct response. A sound mathematical procedure is demonstrated, but a transcription error results in an incorrect answer. This response only receives a score of 1. The next practice set 58, is another partially correct response. The initial procedure of adding 8 26 times is mathematically sound, but the student has made a procedural error of adding the answer 208 8 times, so this response receives a score of 1. In practice set 59, we find a complete and correct response. A sound mathematical procedure of counting is used and a correct answer is given, earning this paper a score of 2. Our final practice set for this question, practice set 60, is incorrect. The student has used an inappropriate procedure and arrived at an incorrect answer. Therefore, this response receives a score of 0. If you are unclear why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.